Hello and welcome to the Property Talk podcast from RW Invest, bringing you tips and advice on all things property investment.
We're going to start with the basics of buy-to-let investment property. So imagine if I'm a complete beginner. I don't even know what buy-to-let investment property is. Mm-hmm. In a nutshell,
yep.
What is it?
So buy-to-let property investment is where you would purchase a property and rent it out to tenants to basically make a profit.
And in terms of the types of property we can buy, I mean, where would you buy? What property type? Are there different types of property that you can invest in?
Mm-hmm. You've got a wide range. You can invest in a residential property. You can invest in a student property. There's pros and cons to both, so it depends on which one you prefer.
Okay, what would you pick? First choice?
I'd probably go for residential personally. That would be my first pick.
Okay, is there a reason behind it? Is there a reason you prefer residential over student?
A couple of reasons actually. So you can firstly mortgage the property, so I can put in as less cash as possible and basically take out a loan from the bank. So it's less risk for myself. And I personally believe that there's more, when you actually sell the property on as well, it's easier to sell it on. You've got a wider audience to sell the property on to.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. Although I do like student property. I like the fact that you know, if you're buying something under £125,000 and it's purpose-built student accommodation,
yep.
It's exempt from stamp duty. Mm-hmm. I like that you get a slightly higher yield, but yeah, I do take your point. I think if you're going for capital appreciation, mortgageability, then yeah, residential's got to be the way to go.
Definitely.
With residential then, I mean, there are different types of investment properties. My understanding is you can buy something completed, you could get a refurbished existing property, or you could buy off plan.
Yep.
Again, what would be your first pick? What's your favourite?
So I like to make the most out of my money and get the best return, so I'd definitely pick off plan.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons as well. So you get to, the earlier you invest in off plan, the better. The more money you make, the cheaper the property price as well. So I'd definitely stick with off plan.
Okay, superb. I mean, what would you say if somebody said, oh, well, I'd rather have a completed property, something that's going to make me money straight away?
Mm-hmm. I'd say, would you rather make £7,000 a year, or would you rather make £10,000 or £15,000 in the first year? Which one would you pick?
I'd definitely pick the second one. But how am I making that much money in the first year by buying off plan?
Okay, good question. So if you have, say, a property that's £100,000, that's completed, ready to rent now, you can actually invest in that property at the early stages of construction and save between 10 to 15%.
Really? So I can literally save £10,000 to £15,000
exactly.
by buying off plan.
Exactly.
And typically, how long would I have to wait for that to finish?
Between 12 to 16 months on average.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree. I think that's definitely the way to go. I can see the temptation to buy something completed and the benefits there, but certainly when you look at the off-plan property advantages, it seems like a bit of a no-brainer.
Definitely.
You get a 10-year new build warranty, don't you, as well, with off-plan? So it's brand new, never been lived in, built to modern standards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely the way I would go.
The best thing for me is the fact that you get to cherry-pick the very best apartments as well. So you don't just have one apartment, you either take it or you leave it. You get a wide range. You've got, you know, 10 or 15 different picks at some point if you get in early. So you get to cherry pick the very best ones.
So if I'm an investor looking at a brand new launch, I can say, all right, well, say I want the top floor penthouse overlooking the river or overlooking the courtyard. I can literally have my pick.
Oh, definitely. If you get in at the early stages, definitely 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Superb. Imagine then you've got your perfect off-plan property.
Mm-hmm.
Are you managing this yourself? Are you going to shop around for tenants? Mm-hmm. Or is there a different route? Is there a different avenue you can take?
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you. So there's two routes you can take. You can either save yourself the hassle and just sit back and relax, and there'd be a lettings and management team in place that would basically look after that property for you. They'd find you a tenant, deal with any tenant queries, even draw up all the contracts and do inventories, etc. So it's completely hands-off, as we like to call it. Or you can take the other route, which is where you get involved in everything and you find yourself a tenant and go through all the hassle of doing that as well. So it's up to you.
Okay. If you were going down that sort of hands-off route and you were letting somebody else take care of it, presumably there's a cost implication.
Mm-hmm. There is a cost. So on average, it's between 8 to 9% of the gross rent. So it's literally £8 or £9 of every £100 you collect from your rent. But who doesn't want an easy life, eh?
Yeah. So you're paying 8% of everything coming in,
yep.
And they're taking care of everything for you. So you're not dealing with any tenant queries. Mm-hmm. You're not having to advertise the property. Mm-hmm. They would just pay you your returns, presumably.
Exactly that.
Fantastic. Well, I know which one I'd pick. I like the way then you can invest anywhere in the world and you don't need to be there, be sort of on the ground managing it.
Definitely.
Okay then, so Tahir, if you were picking your perfect property now, so, I mean, first of all, where would you pick in terms of location? What would the property look like? Where would it be?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely pick an apartment in the L1 location in Liverpool.
Okay.
L1 is, so do you know Liverpool's L1 well?
Oh, I certainly do.
Yeah. So the Baltic Triangle is the place to invest at the moment. It's known for its highest yield in the UK. So that's where I'd be looking.
Okay, and it's going to be a residential property, you'd say?
Residential property, definitely. There's 500 small to medium-sized enterprises in the Baltic Triangle, and there's a lack of supply for high-end luxury apartments there. So supply and demand is the way forward.
Oh, I like it, I like it. And then in terms of the property type, I'm guessing it's going to be something off-plan. Mm-hmm. Would you have a specific apartment type? Would you go for a particular number of bedrooms or a size?
Two beds all the way. So
really,
yeah, definitely the tenant demand. And when you look at tenants coming into like lettings and management offices, etc., they always come in couples. So, and it's a much wider tenant pool as well. So you've got, I don't know, a couple of colleagues, a couple of friends, husband and wife. So yeah, you've got a much larger, even a small family at times. So you've got a huge tenant pool there.
Yeah, just thinking from experience, if ever you've sort of stayed in a one bed yourself, you can outgrow it, can't you? We all have a lot of stuff, and I've always found that with larger apartments with two beds, people tend to stay for the long term.
Oh,
you're going to get that tenant who's going to stay, look after the place, be happy to pay the rent. Superb. Well, I think with the Liverpool pick, you've definitely hit on something there, but there's an awful lot to talk about in that category. So maybe we will save talking about the best locations in the UK
definitely.
For another one of our podcasts. Okay, so Tahir, you've described your perfect investment property.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned it would be an off-plan development in Liverpool city centre.
Mm-hmm.
What is off-plan property? Again, for a complete beginner, mm-hmm. how do you describe it? What is it?
So off-plan property is when a project or a building is being built at the moment. So it's still in the early stages of construction, and you get to invest by basically looking at, let's just say, a VR 360 degree tour, and looking at visuals, floor plans, and things like that.
Okay, so the property isn't actually there yet. It's not in situ. I'm buying based on a floor plan, in effect.
Exactly that, yeah.
Okay, and to touch on what you mentioned previously, mm-hmm. I'm getting a better price, as well as some other benefits, picking the best available apartments, getting something which is brand new with a 10-year warranty. Okay, when you're looking at off-plan,
mm-hmm.
is there anything particular you should be looking out for? I mean, how do you choose? There are lots available.
It's all down to personal preference. So with the best views, I always say go for mid to high floor apartments, because they're not only affordable, but they're the most desirable as well. And size is another thing as well. So, you know, the first thing that a tenant sees is the size of the apartment, because like you mentioned earlier, they've got a lot of stuff. So, it is size, floor, and aspects for me.
Mm-hmm. And presumably in terms of size, pricing, it's going to be competitive price mm-hmm. per square foot compared to something already built.
Oh, definitely, it'll be a lot cheaper price per square foot.
Okay, now if I was to just have a quick look at what's available online for off-plan property in a given location,
mm-hmm.
there's lots and lots of competition. Now, how do I decide between developer X and developer Y? What mm-hmm. would you say? Is there any advice you could give me?
Definitely, the best thing to do is look at their track record. The developer's track record must be flawless, never have failed on site before. And developer finance as well, you know, can these guys afford to build?
Right, okay. So presumably you should be able to go online and Google and search a developer, the CEOs, see projects they built before and delivered on.
100%, definitely.
Yeah, okay. So if you had a development which looked fantastic and the price was good and the location was great,
mm-hmm.
but the developer had never really built anything before, mm-hmm. would that be a bit of a red flag for you?
It'd be a red flag for me, definitely. You want to work with an experienced developer, you know, a developer that's done this many times before, has completed sites before, because it shows that they know what they're doing, basically. So yeah, definitely, experience is key.
Fantastic. So Tahir, you mentioned again that your perfect property would be residential. It would be in Liverpool, which is a topic for another time. But you also mentioned in the city centre. Now, I'm wondering why you picked city centre, because call me old-fashioned, but I thought buy-to-let was, you know, you buy an old terrace house somewhere in the suburbs. Why would it be city for you?
For me, it'd be city because that's where the tenant demand is. If you actually look at the demographic, young working professionals want to live in the city centre. I know you mentioned there that you might be old fashioned, but times have changed where people have become more lazy now. So they don't want to, they want to be closest to their favourite bars, restaurants, close to work, don't want to travel or commute. They want to, you know, 5-10 minute walking distance from work. So yeah, everyone wants to live in the city now.
Oh, that is quite interesting. So you think maybe that demographic has changed? The young working professional isn't looking to own a house with a garden and a drive. They'd rather be in the thick of it, you know, where everything's going on.
Oh, definitely. And I think as times have changed as well, young working professionals don't want to own their own home. They don't want to pay a mortgage. They want the freedom to move around. So, you know, they want to rent somewhere, and then 2-3 years down the line, you know, let's go move into a different location and rent somewhere else. So they like having the freedom to move around. So yeah, definitely, I'd focus on the city centre, especially not on the outskirts. No.
Not on the outskirts. Well, we've seen that exact thing happen in Germany over the last decade or two, where most young people rent. In fact, most people rent, I believe. Homeowners are few and far between, and there's definitely been a shift in the UK towards generation rent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. I mean, if you actually look at Liverpool city centre as a whole as well. Another reason why young working professionals want to live in Liverpool city, well, just city centre locations, is because of things like facilities as well. So, like I mentioned, we've become lazy as time's gone on. So, swimming pool, spa, saunas, and things like that are a necessity more or less now. And cinema rooms, even, things like that are an added bonus, really. So, increases your rents as well. So, you get a better return on your investment because you can push the rents up, things like facilities, and there's a tenant demand there for it.
Yeah, they're looking for all the mod cons, aren't they? Yep. I suppose as well, in terms of employers, there's a lot more big employers, people who are going to pay the high salaries for people to rent these apartments.
Oh,
in
definitely.
The city centre.
Definitely, yeah, 100%. I mean, Liverpool, if we actually focus on Liverpool, Sony have moved their offices into Liverpool, HMRC. Look what happened in Manchester 5-6 years ago. Big, you know, BBC, ITV, all these big corporate companies moving their offices into, you know, city centre locations. So that's where people want to live as well.
Yeah, yeah. They're not moving into the suburbs, are they?
No, not that I know of anyway.
Well, that's it for today, guys. Thank you very much for listening to The Property Talk. I'm Craig.
I'm Tahir.
And we will be back in touch in our next episode, where we're focusing on location. If you need any further info or you'd like to get in touch with us, all of our contact details are in the bottom and the description.